So from a native Sioux chef, we turn now to Russian chef Dima King. Dima is an asylum seeker from St. Petersburg. He's preparing his very first Thanksgiving dinner today, but only after a full day of cooking and serving hundreds of customers at work. Dima joins us from the Temple Court Restaurant in New York City. Dima, before we talk about Thanksgiving, I want you to tell us your story. You're an asylum seeker here in the U.S. Why did you feel that your life was in danger in Russia?
I would like to say that it's not a safe place for anybody, but especially for gay people.
What was happening to you in Russia that made you want to leave?
About 2 years ago, me and my husband being attacked by unknown people, and we've been persecuted by the government, by police. And we decided it's not a safe place for us anymore, and we decided just to escape.
Today, you're celebrating Thanksgiving for the first time, and you're working at a restaurant all day. That got me thinking that so many people with service jobs in the U.S. are immigrants like yourself. Is this something that you think about today on this Thanksgiving Day?
Yes, of course. I would like to thank all the people who works with me. And I think I will be right if I say there are a lot of Americans who work as well.
That's true. Like me. But
yes,
right here.
Correct.
But anyway, did you know anything about Thanksgiving when you lived in Russia?
Of course. I knew it's a holiday of celebrating of union of new Americans and Native Americans together. It's the greatest meal of the year.
Dima, you've been cooking all day, and I know you're going to go home and cook up a whole another big meal to celebrate Thanksgiving. Why bother? Why is it important to you to take part in Thanksgiving?
For me, Thanksgiving is the day that I can celebrate with my friends and family, just to cook something for them, to make them joy. And of course, I would like to participate in this holiday as American history, as American culture.
Chef Dima King speaking to us from the Temple Court Restaurant in Manhattan about his first American Thanksgiving.